2 Thessalonians is the book of correction concerning prophecy. It has been called a very short letter. As a matter of fact, except for Philemon, 2 Thessalonians is the shortest of Paul's epistles. It is the shortest of his 9 letters to churches. It has been called the theological sequel to 1 Thessalonians. Let's look at this book, beginning with the question of who is the author? 2 Thessalonians 1:1 says the epistle was written by Paul, Silas, and Timothy. Like 1 Thessalonians, we and us are used. The letter ends with Paul speaking in the first person singular. So Paul is the author, and Silas and Timothy are linked with him in that authorship. 2 Thessalonians is quoted more frequently by the early church fathers, that is the people who wrote after the New Testament closed, than 1 Thessalonians. So the author was mainly Paul, and he is associated in the writing with Silas and Timothy. Who were the recipients? Paul visited Thessalonica on his second missionary journey. After he left, he eventually ended up in Corinth, where he stayed for 18 months. He wrote 1 Thessalonians from Corinth in 51 AD. All indications are that he wrote 2 Thessalonians a short time after 1 Thessalonians, which means that he wrote it from Corinth in 51 AD. One author suggests that 1 Thessalonians was written in the early summer and 2 Thessalonians was written later the same year. Whoever took the first letter to the church at Thessalonica remained long enough to notice the effects of Paul's letter and to gain insight into the situation. Evidently, this messenger brought back a report with both favorable and unfavorable news. The immediate occasions for the writing of 2 Thessalonians was the nature of this additional information. They were making progress in their faith at Thessalonica. They were making progress in their hope. And they were remaining steadfast under repeated outbreaks of persecution. In the first letter, Paul had relieved their distress about the death of their loved ones, but their expectation concerning the coming of Christ had intensified. They concluded that the day of the Lord had already arrived and were thus expecting the immediate return of Christ. Consequently, some quit working. With leisure time on their hands, some became busybodies, interfering with those who wanted to work. So the recipients are the believers in the church at Thessalonica in 51 AD. Well, what is the subject of this book? The theme of 2 Thessalonians is a correction of misunderstanding concerning prophecy. Not only is the heart of the epistle a discussion of prophecy, but the other parts of it relate one way or another to that subject. So let's look at the structure. The overall structure of 2 Thessalonians is in the form of a letter. The form is followed perfectly. There is a salutation, a thanksgiving, a prayer, the body of the letter, and personal greetings and a benediction. What I want us to do is to focus on the body of the book. It can be divided into two parts. There is, first of all, some instruction that begins in chapter 2, verse 1, and goes through the second chapter and concludes with verse 17. The second major division of the body of the book is a section that deals with injunctions. That starts at chapter 3, verse 1, and goes to chapter 3, verse 16. The first part of the body of the book, the instructions, concern the fact that the day of the Lord has not come. The second part of the body of the book, those injunctions, tell them to pray and to withdraw from those who are walking disorderly. So the subject of this book is a correction concerning prophecy. First, he informs them that the day of Christ has not come. And secondly, he tells them to pray. And thirdly, he tells them to withdraw from those people who are acting disorderly because they have misunderstood this prophetic issue. What are the purposes of 2 Thessalonians? The first purpose of 2 Thessalonians is to comfort them in their persecution. Paul had been persecuted by unbelieving Jews while he was there and after he left. Now the believers Paul left behind were also being persecuted. They were doing well, but Paul was writing to encourage them. He does that by, among other things, letting them know that he thanked God for them and that he was praying for them. The second purpose of 2 Thessalonians is to correct them concerning some prophetic misunderstandings. The major purpose was to correct a prophetical misunderstanding. Someone told them that the tribulation had already begun. This was supposedly confirmed by a spiritual revelation or a messenger or perhaps even a letter as if it were written by the Apostle Paul. The fact that they were going through persecution made all of that believable. Paul tells them that the day of Christ will not come until two events occur. Number one, the apostasy, and number two, the revelation of the man of sin. The second purpose of 2 Thessalonians is to commend them in their practice. Paul also issues several commands, such as to pray and to withdraw from those who are walking disorderly. The second command is related to this misconception concerning prophecy. Because they were expecting the Lord to come at any moment, some quit their jobs and became busybodies. Paul says that if people are not willing to work, neither should they eat, and the rest should withdraw themselves from those who are so walking disorderly. To sum it all up, Paul wrote a second letter to the Thessalonians to comfort them in their persecution, correct their prophetical misunderstanding, and their practical misconduct. The spiritual lesson for us is the Lord is coming back, but we should work until he comes. Remember, 2 Thessalonians is the book of the correction of a prophetical misunderstanding.